Time once again to pop on Marilyn, the VP of Financial Aid Services, Marketing and Research at VSAC. Good morning, Marilyn. How are you?
Good morning. I am great on this rainy day. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Thank you. Ready for the weekend for sure. And putting you on this morning to talk about getting everybody ready for college. It is, it's getting down to crunch time. It's decision time for families with students who are continuing on to college.
That is exactly right. A lot of students face a May 1st, what's called a candidate reply date, which is when they need to let colleges know whether or not they will be attending their institution. And for a lot of families, a big part of that decision will be based on those financial aid award letters and whether or not those schools are affordable. So you are right. It is crunch time.
Yeah, Tuesday, May 1st. So time to get on it for sure. Can students use the Vermont State Grant at any school that they want to?
They absolutely can. So Vermont is one of the few states that allows our residents to pick the college that best meets their educational needs and then take that grant with them. So if they've picked one of our great Vermont schools, that's fine. And if they've picked a school outside of the state of Vermont, that is also fine.
Oh, you're so friendly. I know how car loans work. I know how home loans work. Are student loans similar to that? How do student loans work?
Well, student loans are a little different than either home or car loans because to start with, there's no collateral. So if when you borrow money for a car or a house, there's something that you have that the bank has a lien on should you make payments or not. But with an education loan, it's the student's education that they're receiving, and so there's nothing that you can actually take back.
They would have to repossess your brain.
Exactly, and that doesn't work real well.
No.
So they're a little bit different than car and home loans, and consequently, sometimes those interest rates are a little bit higher than what people might have for car or home loans. But they are definitely available, and there's a lot of different options out there for these loans. So there are the Stafford or the direct loans from the federal government, which every student should be taking if those are offered to them, because those have the good interest rates and really good repayment terms. Once you've looked at those, the school may offer you loans that they offer. VSAC certainly has loan programs. Other agencies and associations and banks also have loan programs. That's where you want to sit down and really look at interest rates, repayment terms, the attributes of the loan. VSAC publishes a document called Education Loan Guide, which we have just barely sent out to 10,000 Vermont families of high school seniors and freshmen in college this year, so that they'll have information that helps them compare those loans and make really good decisions for their families.
Oh, that's great. So don't let that just sit there on the counter. Open that up if you've got a student in your house ready to continue and go on to college. What is the best way for families to get in touch with VSAC? You guys are there to help out. That is basically your sole purpose. So we want people to take advantage of VSAC. How do they get a hold of you? How can you help them?
So a couple of different things. Certainly they can go on our website at vsac.org, and there's all kinds of information about borrowing, about our grant programs, about comparing financial aid. We have a tool to help them compare award letters so that they can see on a side-by-side where schools are more or less expensive. But we also have a toll-free number that rings right to a counselor's desk, so you don't have to worry about automated attendance or all those things that happen when you call some places.
Right.
Our toll-free number is 1-877-253-6485. And then you can always email us at info@vsac.org.
Marilyn, I appreciate you getting up early, calling in, although you sound very professional. I'm sure this is not early for you.
This is not early. I've been up for a while, but thank you so much for inviting us to be part of this conversation. This is just a really important time for Vermont families, and we just want to make sure they have the resources they need to make good decisions.
It's our pleasure to be a part of that help. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.